under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by a new sponsor. You just heard the commercial for Epoxy Pro, based right out of here in Michigan. Made in Michigan product, has been around for 38 years. Absolutely the best 100% solid epoxy floor coverings for your concrete floors. You can do your garage, you can do your basement, you can do your barn and minium, you can do any concrete surface, stores, many applications for this product. Go to epoxypro.com is the website. You can buy the materials to do it yourself, or if you want it professionally installed, you can get a hold of them. You can absolutely, without a doubt, seal your concrete floors permanently and forever. Dust-free, absolutely covered with an epoxy product that will not chip, will not peel, will not wash off. The absolute best product from Northern Michigan right here. Now one of our sponsors, absolutely recommend you check them out. EpoxyPro.com is the website. And if you can't check them out online, they have a toll-free number. It's 877-703-7699. Great product. Highly recommend it. Many people are having them use this product in a lot of different applications. Car dealerships, the service departments, they're using this product on every single possible concrete floor because it's durable. It lasts basically forever. Easy to clean. Absolutely makes your floors look unbelievable. They have all kinds of colors. They have all kinds of solids that you can put into them. Some of them even have a grit to them to make your surfaces less slippery, less risk of somebody falling and hurting themselves on a wet concrete floor. Product is phenomenal. Check them out, epoxypro.com. And again, if you'd like to give them a call, it's 877-703-7699. If you'd like that information, just text me EP for Epoxy Pro, and I'll send you the link. Fantastic product. Absolutely love it. Now, we want to remind you, it is coming. A headcount is required. You need to call today or tomorrow, this Friday, buy your tickets for this event. Presque Isle County Republican Party. I'm going to be there. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad got a great keynote discussion for the folks. We're going to have a great dinner, a great event. It's going to be Saturday, May the 11th in Posen at the Posen Community Center. Doors open at 5. Dinner will be at 6. We'll probably be out of there about 8:30. A great Saturday night, a week from this Saturday. So you guys need to get your tickets. Text me PI for Presque Isle. Text me at 231-360-5140. I'll send you the flyer. You can call Darren Darga. He's running for Republican County Clerk in Presque Isle County. He'll take care of you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I got three text messages wanting the phone number and the website again. Epoxy Pro, just text me EP. I have a screenshot of the phone number, 877-703-7699, and the website, epoxy, epoxypro.com. Just text me EP. I'll send you the link to it. Give him a call. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. Now, why is it so important that we go to this event on Saturday, May the 11th in Presque Isle County? I'm going to break it down for you real simple. Counties, county parties are the ones that are going to get our people elected on August 6th. RNC is not going to give us any money. Never have, never will. They're involved in the presidential races and the U.S. Senate races. Maybe to a certain extent, some of the congressional, U.S. congressional races. But that's it. Michigan Republican Party in total chaos. They're going to court in June. They're not going to give us any money. If we want to impact our local communities, folks, we have got to attend these events to raise money for our candidates that we've taken the time to recruit, to get them to run for office, to put their names on the ballot. And Presque County has done the best job of recruiting. In my opinion, they're taking over the county commissioners. They're going to get a new clerk elected. They may even get a new prosecutor. They have done a great job in recruiting candidates, which is their main function as a county party. We've done similar things here in Antrim County. Three of the five county commissioners that need to be replaced have challengers. The local county party has endorsed my wife, Victoria Bishop, for county clerk, Matt Muladar for county sheriff, and these three county commissioners that are running against the incumbent Democrats, rhinos, to take back our county government. We failed in getting a candidate to run against our prosecutor, which we needed, and we did not get anybody to run against one commissioner down in the south end of the county in the Elk Rapids area. He's unopposed. But when we take over the majority, 4-1, he will be lone man out if he doesn't join voting with the new county commissioners. We're going to fight like heck. We're going to raise money. We're going to get these candidates elected. That's what they're doing in Presque County. In addition to the county commissioners and the new clerk that's coming, they're also going to be absolutely involved in the school board races, electing new people to the school boards in November. It takes money to buy signs. It takes money to buy the business cards. It takes money to knock on doors, especially with the gas prices. I don't care if you don't live in Presque County. You need to come to this event. It's that simple. Now, one of the things that we're looking at, besides calling on our Republican state representatives to absolutely kill the Senate bills 603 and 604. There's also a budget process that is going on, and we always are on this story all over it better than any other show out there. Because I read the bills, I read the proposals, I read what the governor wants in this upcoming budget, $80.7 billion. Packed with all kinds of crap. Well, even the Senate and House Democrats aren't buying what Whitmer is selling. Now, to bring you up to date, the House Appropriations Committee, what is that? That is the House side that puts together their proposed budget while the Senate is doing it in their Senate Appropriations Committee, with the governor having already put out her recommendations. Well, the House yesterday voted out the second half of its budget bills. Working with the House Labor and Economic Opportunity, the general government and Department of Health and Human Services budgets. These were the only three that were successfully amended despite the Republican efforts to submit amendments which the Democrats would not approve. The only successful amendments was to the Labor and Economic Opportunity budget, which were proposed by a Democrat, State Representative Will Snyder from Muskegon, with two making technical drafting changes and one setting up a $100 placeholder to consider a statewide hydrogen refueling network. Hydrogen. Not electric vehicles, hydrogen. I'm going to stop right there. Folks, there's technology coming. And the fuel of hydrogen that will make electric vehicles dinosaurs. If you're going to look to an alternative fuel that's clean burning, very highly efficient, it's hydrogen. If you're able to figure out the engine and the storage of it safely, hydrogen will absolutely eliminate electric vehicles in our country. And I am shocked to see this state representative creating a statewide hydrogen refueling network. I haven't seen any Democrat talking about it at all. This is the first time I've ever seen a Democrat or a Republican. This is something the Republicans should have been pushing a long time ago. They're way behind the curve. Additional amendments. Julie Brixey, Democrat from Okemos, added money to the general government budget for an actuarial study on the cost of living increases for state employee retirees. Cost of living increases for state employee retirees. Brixey said many state employees live in her district, and she felt it was important that they be included. Felicia Brabeck, the Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, added a $100 placeholder for permanent supportive housing. I saw a bumper sticker going into Traverse City the other day on a Subaru. Of course it was on a Subaru. Liberal progressives buy Subarus. You know what it said? Housing eliminates homelessness. Housing eliminates homelessness. No duh. Really? But you see what the intent was, the message of it, is it should have said government housing eliminates homelessness, because that's basically the Democrats' dream. Let's take taxpayer dollars, build housing for homeless people. Let's give them a place to live. Let's give them food stamps. Let's give them vehicles or public transportation vouchers. Let's give them counseling. Let's make them productive members of society. Let's treat their mental health issues. This is government's responsibility to take care of these human beings. It's not up to themselves to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, get the mental health that they need, get a job. Vicky and I went and seen a movie that I highly recommend, Unsung Hero. We saw it on Sunday. Highly recommend it. True story. The actual family who lived through this ordeal made a movie. Their father, their mother, their brothers, their sisters, their journey from Australia to America, Nashville, Tennessee, actually. And what happened in the movie, what happened in their lives, unsung hero. As we were leaving the theater, there was a young woman, I'm going to say probably late 20s, maybe early 30s, able body, thin, actually somewhat attractive, panhandling with a sign. It said, mother of four, no job and homeless. Any amount will help. Holding it up at the traffic light of the intersection coming out of the theater. I rolled down my window as I passed her. She came running over thinking I was going to give her a donation. And I said, you need to get a job. Help wanted signs everywhere. She said, thank you. And she turned around and walked away and stood back on the corner holding her sign. This is what the Democrats want to do. Well, the Republicans submitted 100, perhaps even more. Nobody actually counted them, but at least 100 proposed amendments. And guess what? Every single proposal by the Republicans was voted down by the Democrats. Surprise, surprise. One, State Representative Ann Bowen and Bill Schuette of Midland would have restored boilerplate and reporting requirements to be put into the budget process. Nope. Killed it. Immediately killed it on the spot. Standard language that needed to be in the budget process, but it was introduced, proposed by Republicans, gone. Not even interested in looking at it. Other Republicans tried to get things done. Schuette also proposed several amendments prohibiting state grant dollars from being awarded to immediate family members of legislators or executive office holders. That died. What? The Democrats want our taxpayer dollars to be given in grants. Here's free money. To immediate family members of legislators or executive office holders. Unbelievable. We'll get into some of these other Republican amendments that were denied. Wrap up the story on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.